With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Come on. Doug Deacon joins us right now on the show. Hello.
Good morning, Kenneth.
Stay away from West Virginia.
Did you play against Rudy?
No, I played against Hanratty and Seymour up at South Bend my sophomore year. We got beat 55-8. I'm still trying to figure out why we went for 2 points.
You got them, though. That's what matters.
Yeah.
You're able to do that. Doug Deacon joining us here on the show. Browns and Chiefs on Sunday. It's going to be a full boat on Sunday, over 70,000 people. What changes in terms of organization for Kevin Stefanski, getting plays in, signals in, things like that, when now you're going to have a full raucous crowd at Arrowhead?
Well, it's just not only getting the plays in, it's communicating at the line of scrimmage. You know, you want to check off and get out of something. It's not always the easiest thing to do. So there's a lot of things that they're going to have to deal with that they, you know, haven't dealt with in the preseason.
All right, Deke, you've been to basically every venue, especially Arrowhead, before. Where does this one stack up, and how different is this going to be than last year, where it was limited capacity for the playoff game?
Oh, it's a noisy place. I mean, it's a bowl that just kind of keeps the sound inside, and that crowd rivals the Cleveland crowd some days. You know, it's a noisy crowd.
Is the barbecue overrated?
You know, the last time we were there, we went to some gas station and ate barbecue. I mean, but it converted this gas station into a restaurant, and it was quite famous. But, you know, you got to have a taste for barbecue, I guess.
Do you not have a taste for barbecue?
Not 100% taste. I'm sure yours is better.
You think so, because I'm a food-crazed maniac, but at the same time, I agree with you, Doug. I'm like, I got to be in the right mood to eat barbecue. Wouldn't you believe that?
Did you ever get rid of the sunburn you got from doing the game in the sidelines?
No, because I got another one when we went to Iowa. So it's just now it's just perpetually red. That's all I am. That's the way it works.
Deke, did you hear any of the calls from Kane? Were you paying attention when you were going down to the sidelines with Kane? Because I thought he did a terrific job. Jim Donovan, and who would know better than Jim Donovan? He gave him universal praise for his job.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you know, he was able to soak it all up and, spit it out. I got to ask him, though, is it a little different watching from the sidelines than it is from up in the stands or in the press box? It's a little more intense and a little more physical, isn't it?
I'm glad you brought this up, because Doug asked me, and I said, we had one when we just became partners, but it was at the end of a preseason half for like 2 seconds, and I wasn't even paying attention. It's amazing to me, Doug, because when you look out there, the field just looks so big, and how you guys are able to cover so much ground in such a short amount of time. And the only thing I've seen college football and high school football on the field, that was my first NFL experience, and it looked like everything else was like running through water. Like, that's how fast it moves. Let me turn it into a question for you. When did it slow down for you? Because it was just unbelievable how fast they were moving now.
Well, I think it slows down in your second year. I mean, you got to remember you got the best of the best coming in, and you're playing against them every Sunday. Where in college, you know, you might get a good team every now and then, or you know. So I just think that it takes you a year to get used to the speed, and I think that's the one thing that you miss. I remember I went down the sidelines maybe 10 years ago for something they were going to do at halftime, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching, and I said, boy, I did this for 14 years. I must have been nuts.
Doug Deacon with us on the hotline. You've covered many a camp. This one seemed to be of the quieter variety. Where does it stack up? Does it remind you of those teams in the 80s, or was this even quieter than that?
Well, no, I think it was, you know, Kevin Stefanski runs a very efficient training camp. I mean, everything they do has a purpose, and everything they do is done crisply. And I think, you know, it's just his way of getting the message across. That's how he wants them to perform on Sundays. And, you know, you watch them. I think they're a very well-coached football team.
I think, Doug, I didn't have my mic on there for a second. I think, Doug, this could be a very big game for Myles Garrett in the front four, especially because they have three. Orlando Brown's very, very good. And Joe Tooney's good, but they have three guys on that offensive line who are rookies. They could really take advantage there and maybe make – now, Patrick Mahomes is great at being one-dimensional, but making Kansas City one-dimensional here.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you go back to the Super Bowl, that's where, you know, the Mahomes got banged around in the pocket because the offensive line had deteriorated. They had injuries up front, and they weren't able to handle the pass rush that Tampa gave them. And I think, you know, they went out – they obviously traded for one, signed one in free agency, and drafted three of them. And, you know, these guys are going to see some different looks. The thing is, you know, with Mahomes, you don't know where he's going to be. And he, you know, he's kind of moves around in the pocket with the best of them. And his ability to throw on the move and throw from different angles, you know, makes him an exceptionally tough guy to, you know, defense. And I think our defensive ends are going to try to have to keep him in the pocket, and then the question becomes, can you get enough push up the middle?
I love this game as a challenge because, you know, unlike a playoff game where it's win or go home, you can have some warts in this game. You can still win. They certainly can go up there and win. I think we all think they have the ability to do it. Well, with all that said, it's a rebuilt secondary. You've had guys who've just not been healthy enough to really take part all that much in camp, and then you have a rookie who's going to start in Greg Newsom, someone we're very excited about. How about that matchup for this secondary going up against Mahomes and everything they have to deal with?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, the thing, you know, you talk about the speed that the Chiefs have. Obviously, Tyreek Hill is a guy that can really take the top off of defense, but then you throw in, you know, Kelce, and, you know, you've got two of the best at their position. And I think between them, they almost caught 200 passes last year, and I think they had like 26 TDs between the combination, and you got to take them out of the game. And, you know, obviously Kansas City has other weapons, and they've got to, you know, be able to rely on them. But it's going to be a challenge for our cornerbacks because, you know, they like to run you down the field and, you know, stretch you out, and then they hit you underneath, or they spread you out and they hit you on the inside. So, you know, you've got to defend them all over the field.
Doug Deacon joining us here on the show. If I'm thinking about it like this, you know, I think that the front four can get to him. Is this a game where you kind of play keep away a little bit in the fourth quarter? Maybe it becomes Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt in the fourth quarter and just try to get off the field with a victory against this type of offense?
Yeah, I think you want to slow them down. You want to keep their offense off the field. And, you know, if you move the chains and, you know, methodically going up and down the field and put the points on, you know, you've got a good chance. But, you know, if you want to, you know, go out there and try to get into a shootout, you know, they've got enough weapons to put the points on the board. I mean, they last year they led the league in total offense. So, you know, they're a pretty potent one.
Is there anything they've learned from that playoff game last year that they used in this opener for this year?
Well, you know, I think they just got used to some of the things that Kansas City, you know, does. But, you know, obviously Andy Reid is a great coach. He's going to come up with some new things. You know, even, you know, you saw our offense run that orbital motion and kind of copying what Kansas City does, you know, because, you know, everybody is a copycat league. And if somebody has success, you know, you'll see other teams pick it up. And I think, you know, Andy Reid has been one of the more innovative coaches in the league, and he's, you know, had a lot of success.
I am fascinated in so many angles with this game because it is a measuring stick. You've heard Baker Mayfield really talk about a measuring stick. And I thought, for most accounts, they played pretty well last year in that playoff game. And, yeah, they let it slip right through them. The Chad Henne thing has still really got to bother them. But do you think when we talk about wrinkles, we could see some pretty fantastic stuff, especially early in this game, because we know this coaching staff has no issues whatsoever with taking some chances?
No, and I think the other thing is, you know, now that they've had another year in the offense and had a regular training camp, you can, you know, do the hurry-up offense. That's something they haven't done a lot of. And, you know, now that everybody's familiar and they keep talking about, you know, when you get to the line of scrimmage, reacting rather than thinking, you play faster. And I think, you know, they have that ability to play much faster than they did last year. And they played, you know, they played at a pretty good rate last year, but, you know, they can take it to the next level.
And amazing, we have the great Doug Deacon on. Nobody better when it comes to breaking down offensive lines. We haven't asked a question about the offensive line, and for good reason. We have so much confidence in this offensive line, but how hard is it to carry that excellence over to another season now that there's a full season of tape on these guys?
Well, the thing is, you get used to playing with the people you're playing with. And, you know, if you're a tackle and you got a guard that's new next to you, you don't know how he's always going to set. He might set short. He might set, you know, back a little bit. And it takes you a while. And I think, you know, that's one of the things that they were able to adjust to last year. I remember one year I played with, you know, four different guards, and none of them said it the same thing, but you had to adjust to each and every one. And, you know, you keep hearing that word chemistry, and that's where the chemistry aspect comes into it. You know, if you're all on the same page and you're doing the same thing the right way, you know, you've got a better chance for success.
Let me go back in a circle here and ask you real quick about college football. I know a guy who played for – it was never a powerhouse, but he played for a Power 5 team. He was an NFL player. He doesn't really pay attention to that Power 5 team anymore. They've fallen on real hard times. Illinois, they've had some hard times. Are you still paying close attention every Saturday? How involved are you still?
I watch them. I watched them last week when they lost. I watched them the week before when they won. But, you know, they've got a new coach. They've gone through some coaches, too, there. And, you know, I think, you know, Belima is one of those guys that you know, he played. Joe Thomas played for him up in Wisconsin, and Joe has nothing but high praise for him. So hopefully, they can turn the program around.
I think he'll do well in the Big Ten. Now he's back in his you know, normal area, not back in the SEC. Doug, can't thank you enough for the time. Looking forward to talking to you on Sunday.
Sounds good.
Yes, sir. Doug Deacon joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I was telling you, we were watching in the hotel. I think you might have been a little bit loaded because they were losing to UTSA, and I go, this is even worse for Scott Frost.
I know, because you think about, now they came back and they dominated, right, in that next game, Nebraska?
Against Fordham, but right. it kind of makes it like, oh, gosh, okay, you beat Fordham, but they can't even beat UTSA. It's a little bit rough there. Like, I think Brett Bielema will be okay by Illinois standards. Like, if you win eight games in a season, I think it's a really good season for that guy and for that program, I should say. 216-578-0092. I'm nervous to bring this next thing up. I think I've made a lot of sound points. I think I've beaten you in a lot of the arguments today.
Okay.
I think I'm going to say something that I'm really afraid to say because I think people are going to take it the wrong way.
Oh, boy.
It's coming up next, Live on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.